escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, the last record, 76 in 10 minutes, is a tough record to beat. It's going to be a hard one. It'll take perfect conditions, like not too hot. If it's windy, the hot dogs get cold. But if you have enough warmth, like 78 degrees, 75, if it's kind of dry outside, the buns get stale. So you need to have like fast buns, warm dogs, not too hot.
Fast buns. Warm dogs.
This is a new one for me. I know of the hot dog eating contest. I don't really know the rules too well. And I never even thought for a second about weather mattering.
No, because I read what Sam sent to me, and I think to you. I read that quote earlier today. Again, out of a sense of duty. Wanted to be ready for Sam. So I knew that conditions can impact the hot dog eating contest. Prior to 2 hours ago when I read this, I would have never thought such a thing.
It wasn't a Chestnut quote. It was, well, he did use a Chestnut quote in the article, but what I read was a different quote about if it's too hot, the pace slows down. If it's on the cooler side, the food gets cold. Is one better than the other? I'm kind of baffled. but I like it that way. Joining us to talk about this and more, Sam Paniatovich, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, willing on his vacation to find time for us on this July 3rd, Thursday. Be sure to catch Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, 9 to noon weekdays on the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app.
Sam, this will not go. I don't know that I'll ever do anything to recognize it, but I just want to be heard saying to you on our show that the combination of those factors, the 3rd of July, and you're on vacation, and you're here, I don't think I'll ever forget this moment.
Wow. Vacation's a myth, guys. You know that.
Yeah, you're like, I just wrote 600 words on a hot dog eating event. I can find time for this. What is this event for you? Is this something you feel like you have to care about professionally? Or I mean, I don't care about it, but I love that you can bet it. It's one of those for me.
I bet the hot dog contest for the first time in 2015. So it's something I'm more willing to discuss and more knowledgeable than I'd maybe care to admit. But it's something that we've been able to do for some time. Now, you can't bet it in every state, and I'm not sure about the rules in New York. But, for example, some states you can't bet it. Like, I can't bet this in Nevada. Some books in Illinois don't even take it. But I do remember betting on Matt Stoney. This was one of those weird years where Joey Chestnut didn't win. And Chestnut's won it 16 times now, the Nathan's contest. So he has 16 mustard belt championships.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid, Matt Stoney, comes out of nowhere. And as funny as it is to admit, I have a buddy who I consider a hot dog sharp. I know you guys are going to laugh, but he studies this stuff. He studies what they eat in other fields and other competitions. And he said, Sam, bet this Matt Stoney over 40 and a half. I know nothing about Matt Stoney. He eats 62 and wins the contest. And from that point, I'm hooked.
Is there a DK Buns or DK Dogs or anything like that? Like DK Horse? You got a horse guy, DraftKings, you got a hot dog guy.
DraftKings actually has the biggest menu in the contest. A lot of the books don't have stuff. I didn't see anything at BetMGM this morning. I don't know if FanDuel has anything. It's not, you know, a market that's up everywhere. But if you go to DraftKings right now, you can look at the individual totals on a lot of the eaters. And my favorite is you can do the matchups. You can take Joey Chestnut against Bertoletti, and they put a spread on it. This sounds so degenerate as I say it out loud, but
yes.
I mean, this is, look, this is going to write more action than a Sunday night baseball game. Like, in terms of context, how many people actually bet this across the country? There's a huge appetite, no pun intended,
no.
to bet this. And guess what? It's a 10-minute event, so you don't have to wait 2-3 hours to know your result. You're going to know right away and then move on with your life.
Things I see at the top of my FanDuel page. Aussie rules football, darts, cricket, MMA, and then the rest of the usual suspects here, and nothing on the hot dog eating.
They put those things above, like, baseball and...
No, those things were at the tail end. I was,
okay.
Baseball, but there is Japanese baseball listed here, but no, nothing on the hot dogs.
Is any particular sport... Like, is it relative popularity means softer lines, less interest? I mean, that seems to make sense that, say, the NFL might be the hardest to win at by that logic.
So it's a fair question. I think the initial numbers that go up are off. And I'll give you a perfect example. Like, the first number I saw on over-under dogs and buns for Bertoletti, who won last year, was 49.5. And I saw that number, and Joe and I talked about it on the show last week. This is last Wednesday or Thursday, 49.5. And I said, that's too low. By the time you get to the event tomorrow, which is scheduled for noon Eastern, you're going to have the tightest hot dog lines in the world. I'm literally saying this all tongue-in-cheek. Like, I'm trying to take this seriously because it is a serious thing. But, like, his number right now is 53.5, 54.5. So it's already moved five dogs in 7 or 8 days. And by the time you get to the day of an event, whether it be Sunday NFL, Saturday college football, these lines have all been sort of beaten into shape. And you're going to see over money, and then eventually the number gets too high and you're going to get under money. But it's not unlike your traditional market that's up 6, 7, 8 days, where maybe the numbers are bad early, but by the time you get to the event, they're about as good as they can be.
And the clip that we came in with here of Joey Chestnut talking about the weather being a factor is that, I mean, obviously we can have a weather forecast, but still the day of, you just never know. Like, will that affect these lines tomorrow? Like, if it's hotter than we thought it was going to be, or it's cooler or breezier than we thought it was going to be?
Chestnut's probably one of the hardest guys to pin down in terms of a number. You know, we did see him eat 76 back in 2021, but guys, that's 4 years ago. And I mean, as somebody who's, you know, crossed through age 35 recently, like, I can't eat the way I used to. So, you know, Joey Chestnut's 4 or 5 years older. It's going to be more difficult. So we didn't see him last year because he was banned.
Right.
He signed some sponsorship with Impossible Foods, and Major League Eating said, yeah, you're not going to eat this year, so he didn't. But his last three competitions, he went 76, 63, 62. So when you look at that over-under this year, Bulldog, it's 71.5. It's just basically right in the middle.
Yeah.
And they're guessing. The bettors are guessing. I don't necessarily want to bet against the guy, but I looked at the high for tomorrow, and it's like 71 degrees at Coney Island. And he was on a podcast last week on Barstool, where he was basically saying, like, if it's too hot, I sweat and I run out of gas. If it's too cold, though, the wind comes in and cools down those dogs. So, I mean, again, I'm trying to take this seriously. I don't know that there's an edge over or under on Chestnut. I mean, on the surface, it feels a little bit high, considering his age and considering what he's done the last couple of years. But I think the best bet that you can make right now, you can take Bertoletti plus 17.5 dogs,
oh my God,
against Chestnut. I think Joey's going to eat about 67. So then I would need Bertoletti to eat at least 50, because I'm adding 17.5 to his total. So if it goes, you know, 63-54, yeah, Chestnut's going to win, but only by 9. So I'm going to cover the 17.5.
I love that there's a spread there. That is just the best.
This is really fun. I'm closer than I've ever been to watching it from this conversation. So indirectly, you're kind of selling the event. Sam Panayotovich, the hot dog eating contest is tomorrow, 4th of July tradition. This is the first time, I'm sure, that we've talked to you while watching the Rockies. The Rockies-Astros game is on MLB Network right now. Fittingly, Houston scores as you're talking to go ahead in this game, but it's still early. I'm interested in your take on the Blue Jays, Sam. So they have caught the Yankees. They've won the first three games of their series. Game four is tonight. Are they legit? Did you see this coming?
No, not from Toronto. I thought if any team was going to do it, it'd be Tampa, to be honest with you, in that division. But look, I never thought the Yankees were this rock-solid, clear-cut favorite, you know, because think about all the injuries they've had to deal with. You know, you come into the season without Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil. Soto's playing for a different team now, and Stanton was hurt, and a couple other injuries. So I remember that win total before the season. It opened 93.5 on the Yanks, and I think it closed about 86.5, 87.5. So there was some serious support anti-Yankees. That said, I mean, they still have the most talented roster in the division, but it's funny how that works. If you were to ask me right now, like, who would I bet to win the East, it's probably the Yankees at minus 170, considering they were minus 300 coming into spring training. You know, they're relatively cheap. But if you were going to ask me right now, if I, like, say, all right, here, take $100, would I bet Toronto or Tampa to win the East? I'd probably go Tampa before Toronto.
How come?
I think their pitching is more elite on top. Their defense is very, very good and really has been for a long time. I mean, that's Tampa Bay Rays baseball. They pitch and catch the ball extremely well, don't necessarily beat themselves in the field. They've got good leather. And I had a scout a long time ago when I was first coming up in Chicago. He told me, look, when the Rays call you with a guy, hang up.
Yeah.
Because the Rays have gotten the most out of that bottle, right? The juice is already all out because they maximize maybe not the talent, but they find the potential in a lot of players at a lot of positions. So I just think organizationally, things are more sustainable in Tampa. I could be completely wrong about that this year, but more years than not, I'd much stock than Toronto stock.
It's really nice how the Red Sox don't even get to enter this conversation, Sam. Like, what has happened to that franchise?
I worked at Nesson, so I know a little bit more than the average bear, and my theory has always been that it's just a part of the portfolio there for John Henry. When they came in, you know, early 2000s, that was their only baby, right? It was their baby boy, and they put a lot of money into it and paid guys like Manny Ramirez and traded for Curt Schilling and did a lot of this stuff. Well, then they win four World Series and decide, well, let's do other stuff. Let's buy Liverpool and let's buy the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I always thought, because LeBron's an investor in Fenway Sports Group. When LeBron retires, who better than LeBron and John Henry to move the NBA to Vegas? It makes total sense. So I just don't think they treat that team like it's a big market team anymore. And I saw a picture when they traded Devers, what would that have been, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's a picture in the dugout of Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, and Rafi Devers. And they didn't keep any of them long term. The fans are irate, but people still go. They still sell out. They still make money. They just got valued at $5 billion. So why would they put the money into the product when the people are going anyways and they're going to fill Fenway Park? And that's what it is. They're treated like a small market team in one of the most major markets in sports, and they get away with it. That's what's happening in Boston.
It's so gross.
This is how we used to talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates, but not anymore. I mean, now they're just a juggernaut. So those days are over, I'm sure.
Right.
There'll be buyers in the next month.
I'm getting back up there, Sam, finally. It's been since before I was married, since I have been to Fenway Park, but my oldest son and I are coming up mid-August for a Saturday afternoon game. So
please tell me I'm going to be there because I'm going to be in Vegas August 16th. If that's
that's the game. Yeah, the Marlins, August 16th, Saturday, August 16th. We're driving in, driving out, like Saturday overnight, back Sunday.
Should have checked
just the two of us, but that was the only game we could fit into our schedules, the two of us, more me than him. But anyway, so we'll miss you. That is disappointing.
Sam, so I've missed you in Buffalo. I'm going to miss you in Boston. That means I need to see you in like Punta Cana or something like that.
Right. We'll get to work on that.
I guess this means he's not going to Vegas either. How about the Miami-Pittsburgh NFL trade, Sam? Did it mean anything to bettors?
Not to the bettors. The total didn't change on either side. You know, the Pittsburgh number really started to shift a little bit when Aaron Rodgers made it official that he was going there. Look, a quarterback is going to move a win total, move a future market, not a guy in the secondary. And, you know, I looked at the win totals on both teams before the move, and then after the move, and nothing has changed. Steelers win total did hike up a bit, though, when they got Rodgers. So that number was like 8.5, and now it's like 8.5 juiced over. So it's not like even Aaron Rodgers, with everything he's done in his career, moves the win total like a half a win, kind of. But not really much of a change. I'm looking at most books right now. Pittsburgh, 8.5 on the win total. So it was 8 before Rodgers. Now it's a lot more 8.5. But no, when you flip guys in the secondary, as great as both of those guys are, they're not worth much. I mean, a defensive back, an elite defensive back right now in the NFL is worth like a point. So if one of these guys isn't going to play and the point spread is 5, the line goes to 4. Like that, it sounds minimal that a guy like that on both ends is only worth a point, but you know, the greatest defensive player of all time, I was told, was Lawrence Taylor, and that guy's worth 3.5 points. So that is a lot. 1 point, relatively speaking, is a lot, considering that Lawrence Taylor was worth 3.5.
I was told means no recollection of watching him too young.
I was born in 89. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, that's got my answer. Does an alternate line on either the Dolphins or the Steelers to be terrible interest you? Because these are both teams where people talk like they should be terrible. I mean, the Steelers never are, but Miami, you wonder which direction they're going. Can you get like an under 5.5 wins for these teams? I'm sure you could probably get anything. I wonder if you'd be interested in betting like a hard against either one.
I really think that that's a good bet under right now. I mean, I can go under 6.5 at BetMGM at +155. If you want to go under 5.5, 4.5, by all means, go for it. I did have to laugh. I saw what Raheem Mostert tweeted the other day. Like, oh, wow, like that's what happens when you're good in Miami. They just get rid of you. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, that's interesting. But also, I'm not sure that this McDaniel experiment is going to last much longer. I think he came in hot. They had some success early, but I get a lot of Joe Madden vibes from him where he's the smartest guy in the room. Everybody knows it. And I'm not trying to compare them like, you know, accolades and achievements wise, but
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Madden at the end in Chicago was not well-liked because he knew everything. And the worst part for Madden was that he won the World Series in Chicago. So he could do no wrong until he did wrong and then they got rid of him. But McDaniel just has that vibe where he knows better than everybody and his finesse is better than your strength. And they couldn't run the ball a lot of times last year. And I just think a lot of players there
have a lot of combustibility. So, yeah, under 5.5, under 4.5, you're going to get nice payouts. But I don't think that's a good football team this year. I'd be willing to sell stock on the Dolphins.
It feels like a lot of what they've done has been from a culture standpoint, right? Like get try to clean house, get bad attitudes out of here, but at what cost, right? I mean, talent void could, you know, it's fine to have everybody getting along better and maybe listening to the coach and showing up for meetings on time and all the other things that go along with that, but you know, where are the good players?
I also think this is a very pivotal year for McDaniel.
Oh my gosh,
I mean, this
yes.
is the fourth year. This is year four. If they make the playoffs this year, it saves his job. If it goes the other way and this falls apart and the team blows up from the inside, you're looking at 4-13 and he's fired. I think there's a huge range there, and you're going to see some of these books put up markets on first coach fired. I think he should be one of the first guys yep. on that list because this is a make or break it for him.
I 100% agree.
They do have – the AFC East schedules this year are not tough, so you'd need New England to be good. You'd need a couple other surprises, I think, or the Dolphins just be, like, horrendous. One more. You brought this team up in a recent conversation of ours, and I wanted to tell you I have really talked myself into them in the other direction, and that's Dallas. I can see that offense being incredible, and most of it will be passing. Like Prescott back, Pickens added to Lamb. I'm giving Pickens some benefit of the doubt here, some leeway. But Ferguson's good. They don't have a good running back, but I don't know that I even care. And they always have a good line. It's first round picks up and down the line. So impact players on defense. I could see Dallas having a year.
You do not need a good running back. A line is much more important than a running back, unless you have Saquon Barkley or Christian McCaffrey or Ashton Jeanty or something like that. But most lines make the running backs. I just wanted to actually point out, too, I was looking at the Patriots, and you were talking about that. So the Dolphins' win total is like 6.5, 7.5. The Patriots up to 8.5. So the books are already saying, like, not New England's already better than Miami for the record. But, yeah, man, look, if Dak – and most importantly, Micah Parsons stay on the field. They're a playoff team. They're a double-digit win team in the regular season. Now, that's a much different conversation if we start talking about can they win the division, can they win the NFC, can they win the Super Bowl. I'm very pumped the brakes on that, but why can't they go over a very low win total in a division that hasn't had a repeat champion since 04? It's one of those weird things where you have to expect the unexpected. And again, if Dak and Parsons are on the field, they're good enough to win 10, 11, 12 games. There's no reason they can't.
For all their wealth, no NFC championship appearances since 95 when they won Super Bowl 30, and we will not ask Sam to tell us where he was for that one.
Good call.
No reason
I think
to ask
I was
that
watching,
question.
I was watching Michael Jordan wear number 45 for the Bulls at that time.
Maybe. What's the first Super Bowl you remember? Maybe Denver?
Packers, Patriots, Desmond Howard.
Okay.
Right?
Right before Denver. Yep. The year after this game. Yeah. The year after this Dallas game, I think. 31. All right, Sam. Well, enjoy the quote vacation, what you have left of it anyway. And good luck tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Bertoletti, plus 17.5. That's the move against Chestnut.
There it is. Read about it at Fox Sports from Sam Paniadovich. And you can watch the event tomorrow afternoon. That's last year's winner he's talking about. Bertoletti.
But no Chestnut last year.
Did not compete. Right. Okay, Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the Bet MGM network and on our, the Bet 1520. Armando Salguero coming up. Speaking of the Dolphins, we haven't talked to Armando in a while, and he covers the whole league, but whenever there's a Dolphins thing, we reach out to him, and he's always very accommodating. Hopefully he doesn't stiff us now because I said that,
right.
Ending a long streak of wonderful appearances.
Either stiff us or honor the commitment, but start yelling at us for always calling about the Dolphins.
Yeah, let's ask him about that.
There's all these other teams, guys.
Do you guys even know that I'm not just a local reporter anymore? Well, make sure he does know that we know that when we come back. Thanks for listening to us. July 3rd, we will not be here tomorrow. Armando Salguero, hopefully, will be with us here next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.